This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, as Mr. Announcer Man says, and joining me is a new friend with an old location that has been an amazing location in the state since it opened, Sean Nadeau, Director of Marketing and Digital Experience, and there's a lot of digital experiences going on at the Connecticut Science Center. Sean, thank you for joining me today.
Absolutely, anytime.
So the Science Center's been there a while. You know, we've resumed normal operations, if you will. So I want to check back in because there's always things coming up, new events, new exhibits, traveling exhibits, shows, all the fun stuff you guys do over there. So coming up, I want to hit on this because I want to fill the house for you. No tickets left because it's a great event. Pathways to STEM you guys have coming up Thursday, March 29th. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's going to be really exciting. It's our third time doing one of these events, and we call it Pathways to STEM, and the kind of the subject matter changes each time we do it. So this one is focused on careers in manufacturing, and we're basically targeting middle and high school students. It's completely free for middle and high school students and their families to attend. It's from 5 to 8 p.m., and essentially the easiest way to think about it is it's like a giant college fair, if you will, but not like a typical college fair in any way, because you're here in the Science Center, you get full run of the building, and all throughout the building, we're going to have different colleges, universities that specialize in manufacturing, as well as local businesses that are looking for manufacturing employees. So if it's any interest to you, that topic, this is the place to be on February 29th.
And that's the thing. I mean, Connecticut's a state that has a lot of personalities, I guess you could say. You know, we are still an agriculture state, but The STEM, the engineering and stuff like that that is happening in this state is just exploded in the past few years with demand and supply and the skills needed to fill these positions.
Yeah, it really has. And we're committed to kind of creating a pipeline for students who may have interest in these various STEM careers, and they're asking themselves, how do I do that? So that's what this night is intended for. We're going to lead you to how you can become that manufacturing engineer in the future. And it's a really cool event. You do have to register for it, even though it's free, because we do have limited space, and all that information is on our website.
Yeah, which is ctsciencecenter.org, ctsciencecenter.org. And one of, you know, what I always found fascinating about the Science Center is you can go 17 times and have 18 different experiences, because it's one of those places where you're inviting the public. You guys want people to come in. It's not your typical, you know, Science Center museum-y, touch things, play with things, figure out how things work in that building. I always found that fascinating about the location.
Absolutely. That's what sets us apart. You know, when we were creating the Science Center years ago, one of the things that they really focused on was we don't just want to be a normal museum. We need to be something that really ignites that curiosity in visitors and gets them excited about science in different ways that they haven't experienced before. And that's what we're all about. We're about interacting with the environment and the experiments and getting your hands on and doing things yourself.
Yes, the theater is a cool attraction. I like going, there's the 3D movies. That's a neat little addition too.
Yeah, we one of the only giant screen theaters in the state. So it's different than an IMAX, full 3D, full surround sound, really climate controlled, comfortable. And we show some really, really cool films in there.
I was going to say, what's on the docket for shows if people want to come out in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, right now we have two great movies showing. We have The Arctic, which is perfect for the wintertime, and it's just a really fun family film. And then we have one that's all about animals called Animal Kingdom, which is a fan favorite. And both of those are going to be going away shortly, so now would be the time to come see them, and then we'll be releasing some fun new summer films coming soon.
And that's, I mean, they don't run long. It's not like you're like, people are going, oh, I got to go to the science center, but the kids want to watch a movie and we're not going to have time to do this. They usually only run like 40, 45 minutes, if I'm remembering correctly.
That's correct. And coming soon, we may even have some different options that we're exploring right now. For folks who are looking for something even a little shorter, we may be introducing some 20-minute films. So you can kind of mix up your day in different ways if you don't, you know, have the time to sit down for the full 40-minute or 45-minute film.
Yeah, that's, I mean, this thing, you walk around with the kids, you know, they get a little tired and be like, all right, yeah, we're going to plan the movie halfway through the day so we can go sit, we can relax, grab some food at the cafeteria afterwards, and then just continue exploring the science center, if you will.
That's right. That's what it's all about.
So one of the other things, you know, the exhibits are ever changing, and that's what, you know, I like to check in with you guys once in a while here. And you have a new exhibit coming up in just over a month and change, a little traveling exhibit.
Yeah. So we feature a different traveling exhibit every year, and we're really excited about the one that's coming on March 9th. It's called Science Fiction, Science Future, and it's going to be a really, really fun exhibit for our families because everything is hands-on and it's all about exploring the future. Future technologies like holograms, robotics, invisibility, augmented reality, all kinds of exciting topics that you're going to get hands-on with and even see some future tech that may not even be available yet, but is in development. So lots of cool stuff in store for this one. It's definitely going to be a crowd pleaser, and it opens on March 9th. So it's almost here.
And that's, I was watching a little silly YouTuber, one of the social medias had this clip of like, it was in the mid 70s, someone discussing like computers. And back then a computer took up a warehouse and they were speculating in the year 2000 what computers would be like. And a gentleman was saying, you know, everyone's going to have this little box in their home and then they'll be able to talk to everyone else. And your child will be able to get information anywhere from their friends. And people were just looking at him like dumbfounded. Yeah, here we are. Just a few, I mean, realistically, just a few years later in our evolution, and no one could have imagined where we are now. And I always find that fascinating to think, like, time capsule wise, where are we going to be in 10 years, 20 years, 50 years? Like, where will cell phones be when we're our parents' or grandparents' age? Will they even exist? So that science fiction, science future, I find that one really fascinating.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. And there's a whole portion of the exhibit that's going to kind of feature some of that history that you were just talking about of things, you know, 20 years ago that they were predicting and if it came true or not, and if it did, what it looks like today. So it's going to be really fascinating.
And just about a month after that, one date I'm excited for, a lot of listeners know, I'll be in Central Texas for the full viewing experience. But Connecticut, you are going to have one heck of a viewing experience for this one. The solar eclipse party coming up.
Yeah, so we're really excited about this. We've partnered with our friends and meteorologists over at Channel 3, and we're going to be throwing one heck of a viewing party here at the Science Center. We're going to have a full day of activities planned, live viewing experiences. You'll be able to walk into the theater, and on the big screen, you're going to get to see NASA's live stream of the path of totality. NASA is going to be following that path throughout the day, and we're going to be broadcasting that live in our theater for guests to just go in and check out. And then we're also going to have tons of viewing experiences right here. We have specialty telescopes that we're going to be setting up, and every ticket purchased in advance, and tickets for this are on sale now because it's going to be a crazy day here, comes with a pair of eclipse glasses, which obviously are essential for safe viewing of the event. So if you buy your ticket now, you're going to get those eclipse glasses when you get here that day. They're included with your ticket while supplies last. So it's going to be really cool, really fun, whole day of activities.
Is that the thing? It's, you know, it's the event itself might be small, but the experience is, it's one of those things where it's like, this isn't going to happen next weekend after that. It's a short experience for a long time experience, if you will.
Yeah, that's right. It is. So we're expecting here the actual eclipse viewing will be probably around 2:30 to 3:30. But, you know, we have a whole day leading up to it of activities and things going on before the actual event happens. And we're going to be educating people about eclipses. And the most important thing is NASA has come out and said that the next total solar eclipse won't be seen in the United States until August 23rd of 2044. So that's almost 20 years from now. So this is really going to be an event of a lifetime for some folks. So it's going to be really cool.
So, I mean, I'm not throwing, you know, I'm throwing ideas at you, not, you know, more of a suggestion. So the eclipse is for another, you know, 20 some odd years away. So you can go to the science fiction traveling exhibit and be like, what the heck is technology going to be like for this next solar eclipse? A little speculation on that one, if you will.
Yeah, that's a cool, yeah, great idea. Love it. who knows?
who knows where technology will be? You know, we'll have built-in solar eclipse glasses. Who knows? You know, and
yeah.
All the information we're talking about this morning, you can check it out at ctsciencecenter.org. That's ctsciencecenter.org. And joining me this morning, a new friend for a great location, Sean Nadeau, the Director of Marketing and Digital Experience. Sean, thanks for joining me this morning. Let's get some people out there. Let's learn some STEM. Let's get excited about science, because realistically, science isn't everything we do. We'd be nowhere if some caveman or Neanderthal back in the day didn't hit two rocks together and create a spark. And guess what? There's some science behind that. So get out there,
absolutely,
open your minds, and just learn a little bit. So Sean, thank you for joining me today.
Of course, anytime. So happy to be with you this morning. And hopefully we've ignited some curiosity in some folks, and they're going to come check us out.
Well, Sean, thank you, because it's places like the Connecticut Science Center that are all over right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.